Oh, let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Let the from God's lighthouse shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me. Let's bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity tonight, Lord, to come. And Lord, I pray each and every one of us, Lord, has come with a burning desire in our hearts. Lord, we didn't just come because it's a church service. And we didn't just come because it was time to gather. But Lord, I pray there was a drawing in each heart to be here tonight. And Lord, I pray each one of us as we stand here, Lord, we each one need you in a different measure, Lord. Lord, till we leave this earth, Lord, we'll need you more every day. And Lord, we just pray tonight through the way of your word, Lord, that it may help someone, may strengthen someone, Lord, may encourage, Lord, whatever it may be. And Lord, we just want your will to be done in all things. Lord, that you would receive the glory and the honor, Lord, not a man. For Lord, we're just mouthpieces. Lord, we're nothing. But Lord, we've just come to let you have your way. And Lord, we'll always praise you and worship you and thank you for all the many things that you've done for us. Bless your word to our hearing of our hearts, Lord, we pray. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask these things. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Oh, he is so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Do you know he's here tonight? For anything you may have, any need you may have in your heart or life, God's here and he can meet it. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. You know, that ought to be the prayer of our hearts. Each and every night we get a chance to enter in and come in around the Word. It should be for a closer walk. There ought to be a desire to reach out and touch him. Yeah. Not just come in for a service. But Lord, I see a need in my life. Lord, I see something I want from you. Lord, I see a higher height maybe. I see something here or there, Lord. Come in with that desire, that pull in your heart. Lord, I want to reach that. And Lord, I want you to give me what I have need of. Man can't give it to you. Only God. Revelation comes only from God. The hearing of that precious word. My, is wonderful to us. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles over tonight to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, a very familiar scripture. Amen. You know, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in, how old you get, there's always a seeking of the Lord. There's always something. You'll never reach a spot in your life. If you ever reach a spot you don't think you need nothing from God, you better really begin to cry out to God and say, Lord, take the scales off my eyes and let me see what I have need of. Because, you know, it's a sad thing. You know, sometimes a person can get a little revelation and they get puffed up in themselves. I've got it now. But always just remember, when God gives you anything, just say, Lord, give me more. And just stay humble with whatever God gives you. And just say, Lord, continue to let it grow in my heart. Amen. As he says here in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and we'll begin here at the 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all of your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. My saints, we're living in a precious time. And all over the land, just, you know, many things creep up. It seems like the churches are growing cold. People's hearts are growing cold. And it just seems like nobody seeks the Lord anymore for things that they really need. But you know, God is always mindful, and he's all powerful, the same as he was yesterday, he is today, and shall be forever. And no man can come to the Father unless the Father draw him, Jesus said. Nobody can come unless God places that drawing. Sometimes, you know, it may seem like, I want to find God, I'm seeking God. But if there's a true desire in your heart to find God, it was placed there by God. And he sought you, you didn't seek him. But my saints, as we come in and we gather around the word, oftentimes it shows us our short places. And that's what it's here for. This is where judgment begins, is at the house of God. You know, we come in and we gather and we pray, God, show me what I have need of. And we may come in and gather around the word, and the word come. And it may really peel my hide or make it me uncomfortable, because I know I'm not living what the word said I should be doing. But that's why we come here. That's where judgment begins. The judgment of God comes forth through his word. And he's given you a chance here to hearken to his voice and to get right with God while there's time still for that elected seed. Amen. We don't want to wait till it's too late and then cry out for mercy, because then it'll be too late. But this is the time God gives us. When we see a need in our life, when we see something that's short, when we see something that needs overcome, this is the time to cry out to God. And you know, it's so often sometimes it's easy to run to the pastor. Pastor, what do I need in my life? What, you tell me what I need to do. You tell me, can I, what shouldn't I do? What should I do? What not should I do? But no, it's looking beyond a man and looking to God. To know him is life eternal. Not to know me, not to know the pastor of the church, but to know God. God himself. And who is God? His word. All molded into one. Amen. But so often people get their eyes upon a man, as they did when the prophet was here. So many looked to Brother Branham, and then when Brother Branham left the scene, they was lost. They didn't know what to do. He's gone, and that's why they think he's coming back. They need him to come back. They still don't know what to do. But God spoke his word. But it's still so easy in this day to put your eyes upon a man behind a pulpit, a man that maybe God has dipped many revelations into his heart, showed him and done mighty signs and wonders through him. But don't ever put your eye on the man, but put your eye on the word that the man is bringing and make sure it's lining up. For when that man may pass off the scene, that man may be gone that you had so much stock in. A man that you felt was going to lead you on into a rapture, he may go before the rapture, and then where are you at? Where you stand? But if your faith is in God, it'll hold. It don't matter. God will not lose none of his own, and he'll hold. If God requires to take his man off the scene for whatever reason, God will make sure there's a way for that little elected. He won't leave her in the dark. He won't leave her out in the cold. But God provided a way, and he'll bring her right to where he wants her to be. But you don't ever want to put your eyes upon a man, because man sometimes gets in the way, and then it causes God to lose the power that he has. Nobody looks to God anymore, but God is still all we need. Each one of us as individuals, we need God greater in our hearts and in our lives to bring a greater reality of his word out of our lives, to bring that manifestation. As our pastor's been bringing, man can't bring that out of you. Man can tell you and you can try, but there's still, it'll never hold. The first time something comes up you want, you'll grab it and run with it. You'll go with it, nothing will hold you. But friends, this is an anchor. But you must know Him, who Jesus Christ, the Word. For He is the all-seeing eye that's watching each and every one of us. My saints, we need to, you know, as our precious Apostle Paul, as we see in his life the many circumstances he had, he was a very religious man. Very religious. Set under the greatest teachers of the day, knew the law to the letter. He knew all things. But one time, he came into the presence of a light greater than anything else he had seen. And our brother mentioned this not too long ago. But I want you to realize, when he come into the presence of that light, how small he felt. How much he realized he didn't know. How much he realized he needed a greater walk with God. The very God he claimed to be serving. The very God he claimed to know. But then he saw it. And why? Let's just turn over here and read what he said here. Afterwards here in, let's go to Philippians. The third chapter, I believe it is. And I believe our brother read this too. Didn't quite intend to go this way tonight, but you know, God knows all things. And I just pray that whatever He wants somehow, this is for somebody. If it ain't for you, it's for me, because I've sure got strength from reading some of these things. Amen. Hallelujah. But here in Philippians, you know, Paul, after he was struck down and he said he went down into Arabia. And he spent 3.5 years laying in the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit teach him and work with his hearts. But still, listen, after all of that, and after all the many things God had spoke through Paul, as he speaks here in Philippians, we'll begin about the 10th verse, or 9th verse rather, or the 8th. The 8th verse of the 3rd chapter. And yea, doubtless, I count all things but a loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, and being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended for Christ Jesus. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Amen. And it don't matter where you stand in life, you remember what he's going to say. But he said, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if it be anything otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. But saints, as you begin to walk with God, and maybe you've been taught many things in your life, maybe you've heard many things, and maybe you don't know where to stand. Maybe you don't know what's right. Maybe in your mind you're confused. Why is this? Why is that? Forget it all. Forget everything you've ever heard. Forget everything you ever thought you knew about the Bible, about the Word. If you ever reached a place in your life you don't know what's right, you don't know what's wrong, and start afresh with God. Get down and humble yourself and say, Lord, I may have thought I knew it all. I may have thought I had it all. But Lord, I find myself here now in need. Lord, and I'm reaching out to you and ask God by His mercy and grace to reach down His hand to you and let Him lift you up and show you where to stand, show you what's truth, show you what's right in this hour that we live in. You know, we can hear the Word and we know this is wrong, and we may hear the Word come and know that this certain thing over here is wrong. I shouldn't partake of this and I shouldn't partake of that, but I can't understand why I shouldn't partake of that, and I don't understand why I shouldn't do this thing. But let God, through His Word, explain it to you. Yeah. Not a man tell me, well, this is why we don't do this or why we don't do that. No. But if you'll seek God, God will show you by revelation why you stand where you stand. Yeah. That is a firmness that comes in the heart of every believer. And you must reach that place. You must. Maybe you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you realize, Lord, I need you greater in my life. I realize I don't have this. Lord, maybe I thought I did, or maybe someone told me I did, or maybe down through my life I just kind of accepted that I had it. But then when the word begins to come forth and it telling me what that baptism of the Holy Ghost is, and then I realize and see what that is and see that it's lacking in my life. It's a desire, a pull within me to reach out. Lord, I've got to have that height. I've got to have that in my life. And it don't matter what word it is. Anytime the word comes and you see a short place, maybe you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When the word comes and shows you a short place that you could climb a little higher, it's not a thing of, oh, yep, I need to get. No, there's a press. There's a drive. Lord, I must reach that height. And Lord, let me reach it. And you cry out to God, seek God. But if you just take it with a nonchalant attitude, oh, I need it, but I ain't really care. God's never going to deal with you till God sees you're sincere, till he sees you really want what he's got for you. God ain't going to give you the time of day. He'll sit back and cross his arms and just watch. But when you show God you're sincere, when you show him that you're desperate, that you have reached a place in your life, Lord, I've got to have that or I'm going to perish. God will grant your earnest prayer and he'll meet you there, saints. But we must cry out greater to what God has got. I want to read this here in identification. He says, this is identification, preached January 23rd, 1963. And our pastor's been reading this quite a bit up at the top, but I'm going to pick up here. He says, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. And he said, this is about paragraph, bottom of paragraph 80. And he said, which one of you can accuse me of sin? And he says, I would like to open that up just a little bit for you if it be permissible. You see, sin is unbelief. There's only two things, channels that you can live by. One of them is faith, and the other one is unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Smoking, drinking, committing adultery, lying, stealing, carnal impersonation, those things are attributes of unbelief. If you was a true believer, you wouldn't do those things. No, you do that because you're not a believer, and you say, oh, but I am a believer. But by their fruits you shall know them. Your actions speak louder than what your confession proves, see? When you disbelieve God's word and count it as something gone by or take some book in its stead saying that is just as good as that, it goes to show that you're not a believer. That's right, you're not. And if you was, then you would believe God's word and it would express himself through his word. Now he was God's word expressed and he said, now if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. Search the scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life. And that's the very thing that tells who I am. And oh, I wonder, see, that's the one that says who I am. The scriptures tell who I am. Let me take that a little further, will you? The scripture is what tells what you are. That expresses you and expresses me. The scriptures tell what we are, and it's so loud that our voice can't even be heard. Our life speaks louder than our voice, and it is God's way of letting us see what we are. That is why we have tests and we have trials. Many things crop up and get in the way. And we wonder, where'd that come from? But through those many tests, those many trials, God is letting us see what expressed out of our life. It shows us where we need to climb. It shows us when we see overcoming take place, it's an encouragement. It becomes a greater, we see a greater, it brings a joy. Lord, I see what you're doing in my life, and it makes you want to reach out greater for the higher things of God that he gives you. And it's a total... it's always coming. But if these things didn't happen, we would never know where we stood. But God give us something to stand by. Yeah. He's not going to judge this bride by any church, any certain message church. No certain message minister is going to stand up and say, this is how it is, by his idea. But God is going to hold this right here on the day of judgment up before a people and say, I give you my word. Amen. And along with it will be the message of this hour, the end time message. And God will judge a church by that. And the people of this earth will be responsible for the things that they've heard. And saints, we want to search our lives. As we hear this word, we must become it. If we're not becoming it, then there's a place in my life I see I need him. And if the word's not doing the work that's needed in my life, then I know I'm lacking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because if that quickening power ever comes on the inside, it will throw your body subject to the entire Word of God. It will bring you about, and you will begin to see things change. Things will begin to lift up. It don't happen overnight, but you'll begin to see things fade away, and a greater walk and a higher height than God begin in your life. And that's what we're looking for, saints. Ever climbing. Never. There's no neutral in God. You're either climbing or you're sliding. And you must keep moving on. It's never a time to slow down and say, Lord, I just want to take a break. No, keep pressing. Don't ever be satisfied. As God gives you something, just keep taking more. Say, Lord, just keep pouring it out to me, Lord. Keep dipping it in my heart, Lord, and let it do the work that's needed in my life. And saints, there's many times in our lives we see many things. Many different ministers may stand up or someone and say, you ain't got a chance to be saved. You ain't got a chance for this. And you ain't got a chance for that. No, God is the only one that has a right to tell you you don't have a chance. God is the only one. His word tells you if you have a chance or not. No one else. Nobody has a right to tell you you can't run in this race, that you can't enter in and press on. But Jesus Christ said through Apostle Peter when he spoke, he said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you and to your children and them that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. And as long as he is still on the mercy seat, there's still room for those to be called in, saints. Amen. And we must. If you can feel a draw, if you feel a call, now is the time to push on. Press it. Don't lack off. Don't get slack. Satan will throw all kinds of things in your way. He'll try to hinder you. You may be going to a church right now. You may be attending service every time the doors is open and your soul's not getting fed. And there may be a hunger in your heart for a higher height than God. And you may see somebody that's got that higher height, but some man has said, oh, they don't have no Holy Spirit leadership. They don't have no Holy Ghost leading. They're just following this or they're just following that. But if you can see the word being made manifest through a people, it's the Holy Ghost doing the work in their life. It ain't them and themselves. This is a life a person can't live in themselves, but it takes God and God alone to bring a people under subjection to his word, that every word would be fulfilled. And saints, it's time that we just to die out to yourself, die out to our creeds, whatever may be holding us back, whatever might be trying to hinder me from reaching that higher place in God. Satan will throw all kinds of obstacles in the way. He'll do everything he can to hinder you. But throw it aside and reach out and take a step out on God's word and say, Lord, I feel this drawing in my heart. I don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, but step out by faith and see if God won't meet you halfway. See if he won't bring you the rest of the way if you'll take him at his word. Saints, I don't know if I'm going to say this, but there was a time in my life I needed questions, and I wanted answers, and I couldn't get them answers. Nobody seemed to have that answer I needed, and I had to turn to God by myself with God in that word, and when I began to cry out, God met me. God showed me. God gave me the place to stand. He gave me the ground to stand on, and it'll hold through all the storms more than what anybody else could have told me, saints. And that's where it's got to be. It's a personal relationship between you and God. To know him, to know his life, to know his works, and to see him vindicate your life through you. To know that when you pray and you bow your head and begin to pray, you're not praying to a myth. You're not praying just to be praying to be heard, but you know that you're speaking to him as if he was, and he is, he's within you. But you know he's standing right here with us. The presence of God in the room, you know when you begin to pray, God is listening. But Satan will try to battle you down. He'll try to steal everything from you. He'll try to take your joy, try to tell you you're lost and all you're worthless. And my friends, when you're out in sin and you see your life's not commending to that word and you know what was spoken and you see where you're headed if you can't get changed or turned around. But God has placed a way for those that will. If you'll come his way and come willing with a desire in your heart, Lord, take me all the way through. It don't matter what I have to separate from. It don't matter what I have to give up. It don't matter what I lose in this life. But Lord, long as I gain you, Lord, that's all that matters. That's all that matters in our heart. Till it's a desire that's burning in your heart that great to see God take your life over and give you what he's given someone else. Maybe you can see the Holy Spirit in another one and you want what they've got. Well, you've got to be sincere with God. That's the only way you'll get it, saints. You can go to the same church they go to. You can sit on the same pew they do. But until you begin to get God on a personal relationship in your life, it'll mean nothing. The Holy Spirit may come down. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. And you may feel it and all may be able to rejoice under those blessings and go right out the door and there's nothing to hold you. But as our pastor's been bringing it, you get in Christ, there is a holding place. When you can see you was in those thoughts by revelation of God, not by just knowing that it was said, but when God places it down on the inside and you know with an assurance that it was for you, that word was spoken to you. My saints, it'll hold through it all. My saints, I'm telling you, God is still in the saving business. He's still there to forgive sins. Whatever's needed in your life, if you need a healing, he's still a healer. He's still whatever you need. And it don't matter, but you've got to be showing that you're interested in what he's got. Saints, it's just like needing a healing. If you really need a healing, God is able to give it to you. But if you don't really want that healing, God's not even going to bother with you. But if you get sincere and say, Lord, I know your word spoke this for me. And Lord, I know that's promises for me. And I want to see it fulfilled in my life, Lord. Amen. Before your glory and your honor, Lord, you watch God move. But you know, sometimes we just take things in life as they come like it's just the way it is. Oh, we get this way. But let God show you just how great He is. You know, if there was always food on your table and you never had a need, you wouldn't know how great God can be. But sometimes when you don't have nothing and you really need something, you watch God move. And it's in time, sometimes, you know, when in that state of desperation, when you realize that there's something in your life greater than you are, a situation bigger than you are that you can't handle. And it throws you into desperation trying to find something to meet that circumstance. That's the way you've got to see that you need God. Is when you realize, I don't have what God said I should have. You've got to see it in your life that great that, Lord, I've got to have that or I'm going to die. It's just like the little woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment. It didn't matter how many people she had to legs she had to crawl through, how much dung might have been laying in the street, and all the things she might have had to crawl through to get to His garment, but she got there, and she didn't let nothing hold her back. She made her way there, saints, and she got her heart's desire when she got there. This isn't a greater than Solomon is here, preached June the 5th, 1963. And then he's talking about the Queen of Sheba, where she was wanting to see Solomon. And just listen, I want you to listen to this as he dramatizes it a little bit here. He says, no, this is paragraph 182. Now, notice now, the little lady to do this had a lot of hindrances. Now, the first thing she had to do, first she had to go to her pagan priest and get permission because she was a queen. A woman of honor in the state church, you know, there had to. They had to give consideration because she was going to have to leave her own religion to go and find out about another one that she knew nothing about, but was hungry to know about it. So I can imagine she walks up to the Holy Father of that pagan temple and she says, Holy Father, I hear that over in Israel they got a great God over there that's making Himself known through His people. And they're doing great signs and wonders and miracles. And I can hear that priest say, no, my daughter, that's nothing but a bunch of holy rollers. Don't you listen to that, see? Now, if there's anything going on, it would be going on right here in our own group. You see that great goddess Dagon and all those others here? You see these great gods we have here? The little queen walked a few minutes. You know, if God goes to dealing with a human heart, it's hard to talk anybody away from it. Amen. And that is the truth. When it's God, when your heart truly goes to hungering for God, there's nobody can talk you away from it. It'll drive you. It'll pester you. You can't get away from it. When you go to bed at night, it'll be there. When you arise in the morning, going on your job, doing whatever you want to do, if there's a hunger there, it's just always pecking. There's always something inside working, something always churning. And you may not know what it is, and Satan will give you all kinds of things to try to feed that hunger. He'll try to get you over here and try to satisfy it. He'll take you over there and try to satisfy it. And he'll try to give you everything he can to keep you from finding that thing that's really driving you inside. But oh my, you must, she said, give into it and let God take over. As he says here, paragraph on down here, she said, but look, sir, she said, they tell me that the actual results happens. There is something takes place that God uses human lips with such wisdom that's supreme to any known person. It's beyond finding out. The power that God has is given among his people, and they're all in one accord. I want to go see it. Why? He said, you would lower your prestige, dear, if you left this church. You cannot attend that revival, so we're not sponsoring that. And look at her pride. Oh, you can't go over there. Just think what people will think of you. You couldn't do that. But oh, there was something down inside. She was past the point of caring what people thought. She was past that point of caring what her priest had to say or what anybody else would say. She wanted to see God. That was her desire, not to see another man or to see that, but she was saying there was a God over there. She wanted to see the axe that was coming from him. Hey, amen. You know, they had many gods over in her land, but they wasn't none of them performing any of them works. There wasn't none of them responding when they was praying. There wasn't none of them making any moves, but there was something going on down in Israel. There was a noise down there. Hey, amen. And that's the way it is. Anytime God begins to move, there's a noise starts stirring with it. Hey, amen. There may not be too many interested in it. There may not be too many, but for that little elected, it catches their attention. And my, they want to know more about it. It was no different than when the prophet came in this day. Oh, it started out as a little stir. A little bitty old Kentuckian down there preaching in a little church. And oh my, then it began to stir. God was moving. It wasn't a man. Come see these things that's being done. Come see these things. But oh, God's began to move, and he moved all over this earth showing his mighty power to a people. And then at the end of that, he began to bring his word. This is what must be required. This is what I require in this day. But then people began to leave at the noise. They'd seen it, and then it was too much for them. But he says here, he says, you would lower your prestige, dear, if you left this church. You cannot attend that revival. So we're not sponsoring that, but you know, somehow, if the human heart goes to hungering for God, sponsor or no sponsor, you're going anyhow, see? When God goes to dealing with the human being, I hope you don't think I'm critical, but I'm just making a point, see? Now notice, the first thing you know, well, she said, look, now look, I've been in this temple since I was dedicated here as a little girl. My mother was dedicated here. My grandmother was dedicated here. And you told me all about the power of that God. And you told me all the books you've read about him. And he hasn't made one move. All I've seen, some reading on a paper, just a dead bunch of creeds. But they tell me there is something up there that's alive. Amen. Bless that little queen's heart. All I know is some creed that I said here. I haven't seen a move of supernatural or nothing else. Surely through some of our generation, there had been a move somewhere. Only just a little emotion to get us all to come in and worship. But they tell me that that is a living God that's living in his people. And that's a statue. Now looky here, dearie. I'll have you excommunicated and your name will be taken right off the book if you cooperate with that. See, but it made no difference to her. You know, she hadn't a lot of hindrances, but her faith didn't have any. And your faith don't have no hindrances. I don't care where it's at, what it is, no matter who says not. If God begins to deal with that human heart and begins to pulsate in there, then that's it, the truth. You'll find it to be the truth, and there's nothing going to keep you from Jesus Christ. Christ, you'll go anyway. And saints, that's the desire of my heart, is to see a people that long greater, to see God move in their midst. Maybe you've been heard it spoken. Maybe you've read about a God that could part the waters in Egypt. Maybe you've heard about a God that can heal the sick and raise the dead. Maybe you've heard about a God that can change the life of a person, change him from dead creeds of this world and sin to bring him to a new life in Christ Jesus. Maybe you've heard about that but never seen it experienced. Well, it's there for you if you really want to see it. And cry out to God and let it see if he won't give you your heart's desire, saints, and let you see that in your life. It's good to see God move in other people's lives, but what about mine? What's God doing in my life? Is God really moving me, or am I just floating along with the rest? But no, it ought to be a personal hunger in each heart, saints, to see God take over my life greater. To see that, you know, is we just, you can reach a spot, saints, where it's just, I've heard the word. I've heard the word. I know what Brother Branham said. I know what Brother Branham said, and I know what Jesus said in the scriptures. But oh, we must come to a place to know what he was talking about. To see a vindication, a realization of a manifestation that can come with the power of the word. To see it take over a life and really turn it around. Not just something I'm able to quit doing on my own. But see God take our lives in his hands and move you closer. As he says here, this is in Birth Pains, preached January 24th, 1965. He says, paragraph 67, I think that's a beautiful type of Christian life. When something is drawing you out of the world until one day you're born right into its presence by the Holy Spirit, how beautiful. If you try to help it, you'll kill it, like a little chicken when it's being born, you know. If you've ever noticed one of the little fellas right on the top of his little beak or any bird that's born from an egg, it's maturing this old eggshell. The old inner parts of the egg has to rot away, and it has to take its little beak and scrape back and forth until it breaks the shell out. And we call it piping its way out down in Kentucky where I come from, piping his way out. They have never found a better way. See why it's God's provided way. You try to help him and you'll kill him. Pick the shell off of him and he'll die. He's got to labor and strain and break forth. And that's the way a Christian has to do. It ain't somebody just shaking your hand and taking you in. You've got to lay there till you die and rot and are born into the kingdom of God. It's God's provided way. You don't go in by book or shake hands and join, pump up, pull down. You just simply have to get away from the old shell. Notice, no better way have they ever found. They have found no better way for a baby to get what it wants besides God's way for it. Now, when that little baby is born, you could set a bell down there beside his little crib and say, "My little son, I'm a theologian in a way, and I've read books on how to raise a baby, and I tell you, you're a modern child. You've been born in a modern home by a modern parent. And when you're hungry or need mother, or I just ring the little bell, it'll never work. The only way that it can get what it wants is to cry for it. That's God's way. And that's the way we get what we want, is to cry for it. Cry out. Don't be ashamed. Say, I'm hungering for God. Don't care whether the deacons or pastors or whatever is around. Scream out anyhow. The Joneses are sitting there. What difference does it make? Cry out. The only way there is to get it until you get help. He taught that when he was here on earth. And you know about the unjust judge. And then we all know the little parable of the woman. She just kept knocking and knocking and knocking until he opened up and gave her the desire of her heart. Saints, cry out to God, whatever you have need of. Each one of us, as we climb higher, we see higher heights, we see different things. Maybe a circumstance arises and I see a short place in my life. Maybe I see something I need to overcome. Don't be satisfied that it's there, but pray and cry out, God, let me overcome that. Take me higher, Lord. Let's climb higher. Don't ever be satisfied with this, just any place you reach in God, but always reach out higher for what he's got for you, saints. Oh, my saints, but I won't read that. We'll just hold off on that. But you know, God is calling, and God is always wooing. Don't ever fail to give in to the moving of the Holy Spirit. When you feel God wooing your heart, pulling you to a closer walk with him, always yield to the Spirit. Don't ever hold off and say, Lord, no, I don't feel I need to do that, Lord. But always yield to the Holy Spirit. Let me see here. I had another. Thank you, Lord, for his mercy. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. But just remember, saints, it don't matter. Forget all that's been behind you and press for that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Press. Cry out to God. If you see there's a higher height in your life, if you see there's a higher goal to be reached, or there's a hunger in your heart that you're not satisfied with what you've got, and you know God's got something greater, give in to the call of the Holy Spirit and follow his leading. And let him take you the rest of the way through, saints. My, don't ever, you know, sometimes in your life you just look at circumstances and you're like, Lord, how could this ever work? How could this ever be? But just, that's when you've got to learn to trust God, to put your faith in him. Lord, you've brought me this far. You'll take me the rest of the way, Lord. But just, saints, don't ever put your eye upon a person. But always remember to look to the Word so you know him. Know Jesus Christ, the Word. Know him. Let him put the assurance in your heart that you know you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you know you're born again, that you know you've got a city where the Lamb is the light, that you know that if you lay down today, that assurance is there that you will rise on that day. You can't. A man can tell you. Anybody can lay hands on you and tell you you've received it. But it's got to be an assurance in your heart. In your own life, saints, it must be rock steady, and it only comes by God and his word. You can never put your faith in anything a man says, but as long as it's coming out of this word, if a man's reading to you from the scriptures and telling you exactly what this word says, you can put stock in that. But don't ever put a stock in something he can't back up with the word. But always remember, saints, God is still God, and he will take us all the way through if we'll just yield to him greater. Let's all stand, if you would. Might be a little different. I pray someone was able to get something from it, some encouragement, something. I don't know. You know, there's many things you'd like to preach, and there's many things that's joyous, and there's many things that's great. And all the word is great. Don't ever think that none of it is. But my saints, we must just follow God's leading. If he gives us two words to speak, then that's what we'll speak. But just let him have his way. Is that what you want? Amen. I want him to have his way every day. Let's just sing that. Let the Lord have his way.
Oh, let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord. Put your life in his hand.
Wonderful, I thought. Amen. Many wonderful things you brought out there. Amen. You can't put your faith in any man. You begin to trust in man, you're going to lose out in this hour. Amen. Because this is the hour and the age that you must depend on the Word. Only the Word alone. Brother Branham said, amen, many a time, Brother Branham said, he said, William Branham can't do anything for you. He has to. God has to do it for you. Amen. And I want you to know this is the hour. It's that cooling off period all over the land, all through all the churches, regardless of whether it's Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, or Oneness, or whatever it is. It's a cooling off period. And don't let that cooling off period catch you unaware. Amen. Now, don't let that cooling off period, catch you unaware. You be aware. Amen. You need to hold on to Him. Hold on to that Word in this hour in which we're living in. Amen. Well, I wonder if we'd look at our lives this week. I wonder if we just examine our lives and see, amen, what we have done for Him this week. Have we yielded to His Holy Spirit at any time? Was there a time that somebody maybe come against us with an evil word or said something mean or treated us badly? Amen. I wonder if we were able by the Spirit of God to return evil for good or to say a kind word. Sometimes all you can say is a kind word. But we ought to be able to our lives each day. And if we can't see that Spirit of God working and living in us and through us, if it's just to say one kind word to somebody, maybe your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife or somebody on the job, there might be an opportunity you had to mention the Lord Jesus Christ to somebody. Amen. And fail to do it. Amen. I catch myself a lot of times. Amen. Where I miss an opportunity to mention the Lord Jesus Christ to somebody. And I miss that opportunity. I pray that God help me that I don't miss those opportunities. Amen. There could be people talking to you and cursing and swearing and lying and saying all kinds of things. Amen. And if this would say something, they give you just an opening. Oh, yes. You can say, oh, yeah, I used to be that way. You can say, I used to be that way. But one day, Jesus Christ came into my life and took that all away. Yeah. Amen. Be a witness and testimony for Him. Amen. Let's think about it as we go. Amen. Throughout the remainder of the week. Amen. If an opportunity arises, let's pray that God will help us not to miss those opportunities. This is the hour. This is the hour we have to be a witness and testimony for Him. Amen. If you don't want to be a witness and testimony for Him, you might as well get out now. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Amen, because that's the only thing you're going to get. Amen. If people don't have a desire in their hearts to serve Him in this hour and age which we're living in, all the things we've read about and all the things we've heard and all the word that we've had preached and knowing that the prophet came and knowing that the pillar of fire was there. Amen. If we don't have a desire, amen, to serve Him in this hour, we need to cry out, like the brother said. Amen. We need to cry out to Him. Amen. More than ever before. Amen. Praise His name. Hallelujah. You pray for me. Amen. If you ain't got anything else to do and you want something to do, you pray for Brother Philip. Amen. You pray for Brother Philip, but he won't miss those opportunities. Amen. To witness and testify for Christ. Amen. I'm a slow thinker, it seems like. Amen. And I think about these things, and it grieves me. It grieves me when I've had an opportunity to witness and testify for Christ, and I failed to do it. If nothing else, do to tell them how that God changed my life, came into my heart and life and changed me and took all that away from me. Don't want to do it anymore. I want to serve Him, obey His word. Amen. Amen. You ain't got anything else to do. Just pray for Brother Philip, will you? Amen. Just pray for Brother Philip. Amen. If you ain't got anything else to do, I covet your prayer. Amen. And you want something to do, and you, well, what can I do? I don't know what to do. I just got so much time, and you just get down and pray for Brother Philip. That he won't miss the mind of the Lord. He won't miss that opportunity to witness and testify for Christ wherever it is. Amen. I want to be a witness for him.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I want to stand. Yeah. Amen. I want to stand. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's been good to be here tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that my God, that you're able to still meet with us, Lord, and to deal with our hearts, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the word tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for helping our brother, Lord, and minister the word that we have need of, Lord, here tonight, Lord. And my God, and if it should go out over the airways, Lord, we pray, Father, to reach those that need to be reached yet, Lord. Might be somebody that's still in a Methodist church or a Presbyterian church or a Lutheran church or a Pentecostal church. Lord, that still needs to be reached and brought into the fold, oh God. Lord, we're waiting, Lord, and watching for your appearing, dear God, and praying, Father, that each and every one of us is here tonight, Lord, that my God, in that hour we may not be found wanting, Lord. Oh, God, but we, my God, be found, Lord, with the assurance in our heart, Lord, the brother is speaking about, that assurance in our heart, our soul, Lord, that, my God, we're ready, Lord. Oh, we pray, Father, now you dismiss us in this building, but not from thy presence. Keep thy hand upon us, Lord, and, my God, just help us, Lord, at every opportunity, Lord. Every time there's a situation arise or an opportunity arises, Lord. Oh, God, let us be quick, Lord. My God, to witness and testify for you, Lord. My God, to give witness, Lord. My God, that you are alive today, Lord. How do they know that you're alive? Because you're alive and living in our hearts and our lives, Lord. We pray, Father, now and ask these things all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Son of man, we pray. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you. Amen. Until we meet again. Amen.